broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Pine Richland High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the PIAA Boys 2A Basketball Semifinals as Aliquippa takes on Fort Cherry. It's a rematch of the WPIL Semifinals played 3 weeks ago, won by the Quips. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Mark Uriah is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brett Gombita and Brandon Bennett on cameras. And Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Aliquippa comes in at 23-5 on the year, winners of seven straight, including a blowout of Greensburg Central Catholic in the WPIL final. The Quips, five losses this year, all against schools in higher classifications, Upper St. Clair, Alderdice, Uniontown, Abington Heights, and Mount Lebanon. That Lebo loss coming just 9 days after the Quips won the 4A state football championship. Fort Cherry's 23-6, 9-1 in its last 10, and winners of four straight since falling to the Quips February 27th. The Rangers have won 17 of 19 since losing to Wash High in the Chucky Mahoney Memorial Classic in early January. The other loss snapped Fort Cherry's 8-game win streak as Chartiers Houston delayed the Rangers clinching the outright Section 4 title by a week. The 19-point margin over Fort Cherry is the closest anybody's been to Aliquippa since the WPIO opening round win over Nazareth Prep. In fact, that game and the Upper St. Clair loss are the only times anyone stayed closer to Aliquippa since the end of January. For the Rangers, with the exception of the win over Sarah Catholic, Fort Cherry has had to scramble in each of their playoff wins since losing in the WPIO semis. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By visitwheelingwb.com, Wheeling is waiting for you. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. Coverage tonight also brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry, brewing in Burgettstown. By Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. And by the law firm of Gordon and Rees, continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. We'll take a closer look at these two teams when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
It's a great weekend to visit Wheeling. Start with Ogilvy's Friday Night Seafood Buffet from 5 till 9. The Wheeling Nailers are home for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ogilvy's Wilson Lodge hosts the 11th annual Wheeling Polka Festival Friday through Sunday with some of the area's favorite polka bands. Tickets and overnight packages available. And the Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum has fun activities for the kids with the Easter Bunny on Saturday. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Giving you a bunch of numbers already. Mark Uriah here in the booth with us. Could have been at a bigger gym. There's no question about that. We're going to be full to the rafters here, and we're right in amongst the fans. Not full-size bleachers on the bench side, and I don't know whether there are 10 rows on this side. But here's the number of the night going in, and none of this matters because ultimately whoever scores the most points in that 32-minute game tonight is going to move on, and the other is going to be done for the year. Aliquippa, in the last two seasons, has played as many state playoff games as the Rangers have all time, counting this year. Fort Cherry is about to play their 10th PIAA playoff game. Three in 1961 on the way to the state championship, one in 1998, two in 2022, and now three in the books this year. This is number four. That gives them 10. Aliquippa played 5 2 years ago, five last year, losing in the state final both times, and this will be their fourth this year. All told, 119 state playoff games for Aliquippa, dating back to 1949 when their first playoff win on the way to their first basketball state championship. Not only in football, but also in basketball, quips are a measuring stick that teams have to aspire to.
Well, there's no question. The numbers speak for themselves. And, you know, the Rangers aren't going to be intimidated by that. They've played this team before in the WPIL semifinals. So, you know, that familiarity helps. And you know, I'm sure it's – I don't want to say it's just another game to them. But, you know, we're in a high school gym, and I feel like that – you know, in a lot of ways, it's not going to feel any differently than any other game that they've played this year.
We're going to take a look at the 2A bracket across the state when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
To get into the state semifinals for the third straight year, Aliquippa with wins over District 9 third-place finisher Otto Eldred, District 10 third-place finisher Eisenhower, District 9 champion Red Bank, and now going to take on District 7 third-place finisher Fort Cherry. The Rangers went to Carn City, the District 9 runner-up, and won. Took on Sarah Catholic, the WPIL 7th-place finisher. Then the WPIL 6th-place finisher, Jeanette, to get another shot at the WPIL champion. Winner of this game will play either District 2 champion Holy Cross or District 12 titleist Philadelphia Constitution on Friday at the Giant Center, a 2 o'clock tip-off. And on the line, the state championship win there that has eluded the Quips the last 2 years, made the championship game, but come up short 2 years running. They would like to avenge that. The Rangers haven't been to the state championship game since 1961, led by their captain, Marty Schottenheimer. Yes, that Marty Schottenheimer. And driving the bus to the title game was Eugene Briggs' dad.
You know, I read that quote from Eugene last week, and, you know, he has a kind of a dry sense of humor. So when I read that, I wasn't sure he was being completely serious.
Eugene was a robust 3 years old, and I shared this the other night. I had just celebrated, or at least my family had, I don't remember, but I had just turned one when Fort Cherry won their only state basketball championship. Plenty of action. Half of the PIAA basketball semifinals played last night. The other half tonight, in addition to our 2A boys, 3A boys, 6A boys, plus girls in 5A, 4A, and 1A.
Basketball fans.
Get a sense on where we're going and what we're about to do here. Our game officials, by the way, the referee is Don Johnson. Frank Torbert and Mark Schmidt are the umpires. Our head coach is Eugene Briggs for the 23-6 Fort Cherry Rangers. Nick Lakovich, 23-5 record this year for the Aliquippa Quips. Aliquippa will be the home team because of their position on the bracket, and they'll wear the white uniforms. Fort Cherry will wear their red road uniforms tonight. Check those starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh, representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, longtime friend of the program, national chair of the Energy Group, providing counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Fort Cherry, the visitors in tonight's game, 6'5 junior Jack Kitzmiller will be joined by 6'2 junior Shane Cornelli, 5'11 senior Alan Taroli, 5'10 senior Derek Aaron, and 5'11 sophomore Blake Sweeter. Kitzmiller, Cornelli, Taroli, Aaron, and Sweeter to start for Fort Cherry. for the Quips of Aliquippa and head coach Nick Lakovich. 6'1 sophomore, Khalil Good. 6'4 senior, Brandon Banks. A 6'1 sophomore, Josh Pratt. 5'10 senior, Quentin Good. And 6'3 senior, Cam Lindsay. Pratt had 16, Lindsay 14 in the first meeting between the two. Derek Aaron, the only Ranger in double digits. Again for Aliquippa, it's Good, Banks, Pratt, Good, and Lindsay. And the lights come back on in the house. Great to have you along with us here on WJPA FM in Washington, online WJPA.com, and video on the NFHS Network. Vote of thanks to folks here at Pine Richland getting us in place and set up. Steve Karpinski and Joe Garanda, primary among them. Referee Don Johnson walks to the center circle. Cornally and Lindsay to tip it off. Ball in flight, controlled by the Rangers. Pass ahead intended for Tiroli, tipped and doesn't get through. Rangers had a break and got nothing out of it. Across the timeline, ball goes right side to Banks. To the baseline, jump pass up beyond the top of the key. Good saves that. It's Banks again, baseline jumper, in and out. Lindsay rebounded, got a hand on it anyway, couldn't control. Arrett to Kitzmiller, ahead to Tiroli, shot blocked off the glass, and it was blocked before it got to the glass. Quips go to the rack. Shot won't go. Battle for the rebound. That won't go. Put back by Banks. That won't go. Kitzmiller grabs it. A lot of contact already early on.
Great recovery on the Fort Cherry attempt at the basket by Khalil Good. He made up a lot of ground in a hurry.
Arrett working one-on-one at the moment against Quentin Good. Arrett lost the handle, booted it out of bounds. A minute gone, and we are scoreless. Across the timeline come the Quips. Brandon Banks. Tiroli running everywhere. Josh Pratt goes. Pratt, 16 in that first meeting between the two. Pratt gets free. It's like a box and one for the Rangers. Dish from Pratt off to Khalil Good at the baseline. Cross court to Quentin Good. Penetrates. Ball knocked loose. Rangers end up with it. Cornally sends in backside pressure. Goes to the rack. Lost the handle. Knocked out of his hands by the Quips.
I think it was Brandon Banks from behind who knocked it loose into the stands.
Just cover so much ground so quickly. Inbound to Aaron on the far side. Got by his defender to the hoop. Score it.
Just a little half step to his right, and then coming back the other way was Eric. That little half step was all he needed to create the path to the basket.
6:10 to go in the first. Opening points belong to the Rangers, up 2-0. Pratt out on the wing. Floater in the paint, well short. Rebound tip, clear up high. Knocked loose by Sweeter. Sweeter can't recover it. Was trying to make sure that he got a shot at the basket against Brandon Banks and never got the ball. 2-0, Fort Cherry leads, 5:55 to play in our opening period. An inbound pass fumbled by Quentin Good. Quickly to the right side, Brandon Banks onto the baseline. Khalil Good, low block, kick it back out. Pump fake, won't go, shot by Quentin Good. Hard off the back rim, no good. Brandon Banks rebounds. Give it back to Quentin Good. Work the ball again around the perimeter. Three ball in flight. Brandon Banks too strong. Rebound grabbed by Khalil Good. Back out. Dribble drive this time to the hoop. Reverse. Won't go. Kitzmiller with the rebound. Arrett. Lob ahead intended for Sweeter. Picked off by Lindsay. Able to save it right back in. Josh Pratt up the floor. Layup on the near side by Quentin Good. Won't go. Rebound knocked toward the corner. Saved by Cornally. Ball into the hands of Arrett. Hassled by Quentin Good. Soft pass. Picked off by Lindsay. Ball to the baseline or midcourt line. Arrett. Lob down low. Too tall for Tiroli and out of bounds. This would be the definition of helter-skelter.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's a phrase that Coach Briggs likes to use, and I was thinking the exact same thing.
Well, the Rangers had a three-on-one there if that pass connects, but they also had a possible layup on the one that they knocked loose between the circles, etc., and the Quips have missed a couple of shots in tight. 4:45 to play, opening quarter. Jumper in and out, won't go. Lindsay tried to go back up. Arrett stole it after Khalil Good's miss. Arrett trapped. Feed it to Kitzmiller underneath. Sweeter scores. 4-0 for Cherry.
23, Blake Sweeter.
Sweeter, young player who's come on of late, and you know you need that through the course of the season, and certainly if you're going to get to this point.
For Cherry, 4-0 lead. Near side, ball comes to Banks, knocked loose by Cornally. Sweeter ahead to Cornally. His lay-in goes. Cornally's first points. Fort Cherry has the first 6 points of the ball game. 4:05 to play in the opening period. Couple of Fort Cherry subs at the table. Ball knocked loose, but Lindsay saves it. He takes it to the low block, fakes a pass across. Shot, basket, and a foul as Banks is knocked down. 3:55 to play opening quarter. 6-2 Fort Cherry leads. We're back on WJPA and the Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Foul was called on Blake Sweeter, his first. Brandon Banks with the Quips' first points. 4:05 in, and now Banks makes it a 3-point play with the free throw. Full court, man-to-man. Derek Garrett on the dribble, working against Quentin Good. To Sweeter and right back. Arrett, cutter, Cornally, contact inside, and a blocking foul on Cam Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay and Cornally arrived at the same spot, right about the same time the ball did.
Foul called on Lindsay, his first, team's first. Sweeter to inbound. Lob it to Arrett. He's got Good right on him. Tried to get by again. Spin the other way. Off the window. Good.
Nice spin on the baseline to get away from Quentin Good.
8-3 for Cherry leads. 3:35 to play in the first. Penetration by Quentin Good. Rip it across to the far side. Banks underneath to Lindsay. Muscles his way up. Foul going to be called. And this one's going on Corey Bouchel. Didn't go straight up. Brought the hands down to try to block Lindsay, and the foul call. His first, team second. Had three fouls here in the last moment or so. Play on was the rule of the day early on, but not so much now. Lindsay hits the foul shot. Make it 8-4. Substitution. A number change for Aliquippa. Tyke Hayes has checked in. He's wearing number 15 tonight. Malachi Shagog is wearing 12. Those two were the opposite the last time. Lindsay, second effort, perfect. Hit that center of the cylinder. Fort Cherry up 8-5, 3:20 to play opening quarter. Arrett deals Sweeter. Three ball in flight, off the rim hard. Rebound tipped around. Sweeter gets on the floor. Lindsay tried to rip it away, and Arrett's going to end up with the ball. Arrett crossover. Hop inside. Stop. Jump. Travel.
Yeah,
Eugene Briggs lobbying for a hold on Arrett. Wasn't able to get rid of the ball, and when he came back down, the travel call.
It kind of lost control of it while he was in the air, and then that's why he couldn't pass it off. By the time he controlled it, he was back down on the floor.
Banks to Hayes at the baseline, rolls it across the rim. Bouchel rebounds. Sweeter, now Arrett. Arrett looks over his shoulder, ball to Cornelli to the paint, kick it across. Sweeter penetrate on the dribble, ball knocked loose, right into the hands of Brandon Banks. Travel, nope, Pratt stepped on the sideline, out of bounds. And when I tell you there are people right up against the sideline, I mean there are people right up against the sideline.
One thing Eugene Briggs said that Fort Cherry needed to do better in this matchup was not turn it over. They've turned it over six times already.
Arrett's floater off the rim twice, drops home. He's got six in the opening period. 10-5 Fort Cherry. Banks and Good now switch positions. Ball inside to Hayes, lob it back out. Pass across to Good, from Good rather to Banks, was tipped, but gets through. Josh Pratt with the ball. Boy, what a job Sweeter has done to keep Pratt kind of quiet. Hayes back out onto the wing to Brandon Banks, to the elbow. Jumper missed the iron. Rebound comes right down into the lap of Matt Sieg. Penetration on the dribble. Cornelli got it tipped away, saved it. Sweeter for a three. That's an air ball. He looked kind of timid taking that shot. Pratt around the perimeter. It's Khalil Good for a three in the tie. That won't go. Sieg gets the rebound. Good hops there from Matt Sieg. 90 seconds to play in the quarter. Three ball. Arrett splashes home. Arrett has nine in the opening quarter. Fort Cherry up 13-5, 1:15 to play, first period. Good and Banks back and forth. Now on a bounce, bring it near side to Pratt, to the baseline to Lindsay. Jump pass up top. Good, quick first step, get it to Lindsay. Double team cutoff, gives it back to Good for the deuce.
Nice little soft pass, didn't travel far, but right there to Khalil Good to lay it in.
13-7, Fort Cherry plus six. Arrett, Sweeter, looks to the corner to Bouchel. Back out to Arrett, penetrating dribble. Floater up and good. Arrett has 11. 15-7, Fort Cherry plus eight. Pratt brings it out to the center circle, the green center circle for the Pine Richland Rams. Pratt dribbles into the paint, protects the ball, and scoops it in.
A nice little change from right hand to left to lay that in.
First points of the game for Josh Pratt. 6-point Fort Cherry lead, 15 seconds to play. Arrett on the dribble. Down to five. Arrett spins away from Tyke Hayes. Off the window, missed the shot. Lindsay rebounds, and the quarter comes to an end. Fort Cherry, 15. Aliquippa, 9 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Will be Aliquippa ball to start the second quarter. 15-9, Rangers with the lead.
Quip's got field goals on their last two possessions. Still shot just 3 of 15 in the quarter. Missed all 3 3-point attempts. Rangers 7 of 11 shooting in the first quarter. 1 of 3 from 3. 6 for Cherry turnovers. 5 for the Quips.
my memory serves me correctly, Fort Cherry got just 10 field goals in the first meeting between these two. They have seven already. Ball into the near corner. Marcus Council serves an air ball. Lands right in the hands of at Sieg. Outlet, Cornelli for the lay-in. Nice over-the-shoulder pass. Fort Cherry with the lead. Council goes back and forth with Quinton Good up top now. Tyke Hayes sets the pick. Quinton Good's floater is an air ball. Lindsay catching, rolled around, all doors open. Lindsay's first field goal of the game. Pressure, Kitzmiller gets across the timeline on the dribble. Able to feed it back out. Good out to get the guard count going on Arrett. Kitzmiller's shot from the corner, hit the side of the backboard. Cornelli ends up with it. Out to Arrett, top of the key. Put it on the deck, pushes his way open. Not same page there between he and Sieg.
Yeah, Sieg came back just a couple of steps toward midcourt, and pass went the other way. No chance to retrieve it before going out of bounds.
Steal attempt. Matt Sieg going to get called for a hold. Mark Schmidt, out of all of the contact that we've seen, pulls that out to make the call. 6:45 to play, first half, 17-11, Fort Cherry in front. Tyke Hayes, pass down low to Lindsay, scores it through traffic.
Nice bounce pass, just got through ahead of Sieg, who tried to cut in front and steal it.
17-13, Quips within four, and now a steal on the dribble. Quinton Good going for the lay-in, count it. And it's a two-point ball game. Sweeter comes back to take the inbound, and now a hand check foul going to be called on Quinton Good. His first, team's first of the quarter. Fort Cherry ball on the sideline. 17-15, as close as Aliquippa has been since the game was 2-0. Rangers get the ball inbound, but not without hassle. Tiroli saves his dribble. Ball to Cornelli now. Hassled by Council. Cornelli goes strong to the hoop. Shot won't go, but a foul going to be called, and foul shots coming. 6:09 to play, first half, 17-15, Fort Cherry. Free throws here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Foul on Tyke Hayes. Shane Cornelli hits one of two. Dish down low to Lindsay. Reverse bucket.
A really nice athletic play there by Lindsay.
18-17, 1 point Fort Cherry lead. Kitzmiller back out to Arrett. He'll launch a three. It's well short. Rebound to the baseline. Ripped away by Sieg. Ball across to Tiroli. And now to Arrett. Shot blocked. Held ball. Possession arrow Fort Cherry. Checking back into the game, Corey Bouchel. Kitzmiller will sit. Quips have ratcheted up their intensity, no question. 18-17, Fort Cherry plus one. 5:36 to play in the half.
Sorry, Bob. Clearly, Quips didn't get off to a good start shooting the ball, but just trying to pick up the pace defensively and a steal.
Quinton Good steals it from Arrett on the dribble. Lay-in basket for Pratt and a foul on the Rangers. And Aliquippa's taken a 19-18 lead. This appears to be Matt Sieg, his second foul. Well, now you go back and the foul that he got called for a hold, and that was his first, and a little bit of a ticky-tack there. No question on a foul here, but Pratt able to convert and now to the foul line. 5:27 to play, second quarter. Pratt's foul shot perfect. Quips 4-for-4. Kitzmiller back in.
Almost another turnover there.
Cornally feeds to the corner. Bouchel picks up his dribble right there with traffic around him. Barrett to Cornally through traffic. Kick into the corner. Kitzmiller shot partially blocked. Ball knocked loose. Cornally tries to save it and steps out of bounds. That three ball from the corner by Kitzmiller partially blocked. Came up, was coming up way short.
Well, Quips 1-for-13 in the first quarter, 5-of-7, not yet halfway through the second.
4:55 to play second quarter. Aliquip up 20-18. Now it's Council and Good. Council's 15-footers in air ball. Tyke Hayes saves it, throws it back up on top. That's just knowing where people are. Dribble drive. Council rolls it across the rim and a rebounding foul. And I think Tyke Hayes got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It is indeed Tyke Hayes' second foul. Third on the Quips in the quarter.
Hayes will go to the bench. Jace Williams checks in.
Looks like Brandon Banks has checked back in as well.
Yeah, Council's going out.
Aliquippa had six on the floor for a moment with Donnie Johnson, the referee, about to present the ball for throw-in. Don't want to have that situation because that's an automatic technical. Inbound to Cornally. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. Ball ripped away by Williams. Near side. Two-pointer too strong. Lindsay rebounds. Trying to get back out from underneath. Give it off to Williams. That shot blocked by Sweeter. And now Kitzmiller with the loose ball. Arrett, and now an illegal screen set. Just a bad move by Corey Bouchel. I think he stepped his left leg out to block the path of Arrett's defender. Two fouls on Bouchel.
It all started with pressure on the inbounds and a hard pass that the Rangers couldn't handle. And that led to the turnover.
For Cherry, just one field goal in the quarter. That came 25 seconds in, and only 1 point since then. Now 3.5 minutes gone from that point. Goes up top. Brandon Banks feed it across. Lindsay stopped by Cornally once. Shot blocked, and they let that continue. Should have been a held ball call, but Lindsay muscles his way up and scores. 22-18, nearly a steal on the far side, and a break in the action. 3:48 to play, first half. Aliquippa 22, Fort Cherry 18. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
It's a great weekend to visit Wheeling. Start with Ogilvy's Friday Night Seafood Buffet from 5 till 9. The Wheeling Nailers are home for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ogilvy's Wilson Lodge hosts the 11th annual Wheeling Polka Festival Friday through Sunday with some of the area's favorite polka bands. Tickets and overnight packages available. And the Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum has fun activities for the kids with the Easter Bunny on Saturday. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fort Cherry with the ball after the media timeout. It comes to Arrett. Dish it down low. Bouchel catches in traffic and then is all kind of circled around. Cornally misses in tight. Jace Williams with the rebound, or the tip out, and then Williams called for traveling, trying to come out with it.
That was a nice pass underneath. Double team down low was, I think, Cornally. and was able, or rather, I'm sorry, it was Bouchel, but the Rangers couldn't convert in close.
Sweeter on the left wing. Dribbles out of the corner, finds Cornally at the midcourt circle. Screen set by Eric Cornally. Push pass into the corner to Bouchel. Williams out on him to Cornally. Lob. Eric missed that. Kitzmiller put back.
Now, Eric in the air just put it straight up and a little bit too strong. But the good follow by Kitzmiller on the back end.
Pass off the boards, they call that in hockey. 3 minutes to play, first half, 22-20. Aliquippa plus two. All kind of traffic at the low end of the lane. Ball to Brandon Banks. His jumper is short. Shooter's touch. No. Williams rebounds. His putback won't go. They're going to get a pushing foul inside on the Rangers. And foul shots coming for Jace Williams. 2:44 to play in the half. Aliquippa up 22-20. Back in just a moment.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Quips have hit all six of their foul shots. The foul on Cornally, and now a foul going to be called on Josh Pratt. A little too aggressive trying to get a steal. Four on the Quips, first on Pratt, but Jace Williams hitting both free throws. 6 for 6, Aliquippa. They have a 6-1 advantage at the free throw line and lead by 4 in the game. Arrett on the dribble, pass to the far side. Too tall and too hard, and Sweeter can't save it.
That last bucket for the Rangers broke a drought of almost 4 minutes.
And a field goal drought of more than that. They got a point at the 6:09 mark, and then the first field goal at 7:35. Three ball up and good for Brandon Banks. And now Aliquippa's opened up a 7-point lead. Arrett to Sweeter, back around. Arrett at the volleyball 10-foot line. Sweeter steps around Pratt. Strong to the hoop. Shot won't go. Lindsay has the rebound. Triple team. Dribbles out of it. Ball ahead to Banks. And now get it ahead to Quinton Good. Far side. Three for Pratt. Good. The Quips exploding here in the second period. Sweeter saves the loose ball. Pass across. Arrett gets it to Bouchel for the deuce. 30-22, and now Cornally trailing the play, going to get called for a foul. It's 5 on Fort Cherry, so it'll be foul shots coming. Cornally guilty of his second foul. At the free throw line goes Josh Pratt. Quips are a perfect 6 for 6. First foul shot for Pratt. There's 9 points in the game now with that make. 31-22, Quips plus 9. And that happened quickly. And that's what they do. Second shot won't go. Up the lane comes the rebound. Aaron's got it. Backside pressure. Dribbles away. Feed it to Sweeter. And he is fouled. I think Jace Williams going to get tagged on the arm. 1:22 to play in the half. Aliquippa 31, Fort Cherry 22. Free throws as we go side by side.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as $1 a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, I threw our producer a little curve. My mic went bye-byes, and we did get the side-by-side, and the two Blake Sweeter free throw makes. 31-24, Aliquippa plus 7. Into traffic goes Brandon Banks, and he'll pass out of it. This is what Aliquippa did in the first meeting when they got the lead. And more so in the second half than in the first half, but able to pass the ball in the around the perimeter. Williams to Banks. Josh Pratt running sideline to sideline. Sweeter going with him. He's been with him all night long. And those two just run back and forth. 45 seconds to play in the half. Ball inside to Williams. Stands in the lane. Now steps out. Reset it one more time. Nick Lakovich clear out on the hardwood. He's 5 feet inbounds on the far side. 4 feet inbounds on the far side. 30 seconds to play. Ball almost went to Eugene Briggs. If he had been where Lakovich is, it would have hit him. And now the Rangers going to get called for a foul on the dribble by Quentin Good.
Ranger foul, 23, Sweeter.
And that's going to be Blake Sweeter's second. And already foul shots coming. Eugene Briggs asking Frank Torbert about that, getting the explanation. First shot for Good kicks out. 21 seconds to play in the half. 31-24, Aliquippa leads. It was 22-20 with under three to play. Second shot is good. Quentin Good with 3 points in the game. Arrett will bring the ball up the floor. Across the timeline. Bouchel coming up to set a pick, and now Arrett tells him, go away. Arrett crossover ball ripped away. Khalil Good reached in with the right hand, but the left hand on the hip. And it is going to be a two-shot opportunity for Derek Arrett. Mark Schmidt telling the Aliquippa assistant coaches, I don't want to hear any more. I'll listen to you, Nick. I'm not listening to anything else. And he was pretty emphatic about it. Arrett at the foul line. First shot good.
Yeah, now Coach Lakovich making sure his assistants know to keep quiet and emphatically.
Second shot is well short. And a rebound grab by Khalil Good. Quickly ahead to Pratt. Stop and pop for the three. It won't go. And the half comes to an end. Aliquippa 32, Fort Cherry 25 at the half. We'll get you a recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area's schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Few things in life are more important than showing up. And whether you show up for your family, friends, or teammates, it doesn't hurt to bring a plate of their favorite beef dish. Together, we bring more. Find your next crowd pleaser at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Reeves, law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh, representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brent Miller, the national chair of the Energy Group, providing counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brent Miller at Gordon and Reeves Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon and Reeves and the entire Miller family. And all the best out to senior Ray Miller. A chance several rounds back. In fact, the first Aliquippa Fort Cherry game had a chance to see senior, and good to see him, Brant, at that game at the Churchill's Valley as well. At the half, Aliquippa 32-25, Quips with a 23-10 advantage in that second period. And I mentioned this, at 3 minutes, it was 22-20 Aliquippa, and the Quips just exploded, outscoring Fort Cherry 12-5 down the stretch to lead 32-25 at the break. Sorry, partner.
That's all right. They picked it up really at both ends of the floor, I think, and at least on a couple of occasions. You know, aggressive defense led to offense going the other way. Halftime numbers, I have Aliquippa. First of all, they shot 8 of 17 in that second quarter, so 11 for 22. Both teams shooting 50% from the floor. 11 of 22, I have Aliquippa. 10 of 20 for Fort Cherry. Quips 2 of 7 from 3. Rangers 1 of 5. One of the other things, I mean, I think a stat that stands out to me, 17 attempts for Aliquippa in that second quarter to only 9 for Fort Cherry, and a lot of that comes from this number. 5 Fort Cherry turnovers in that second quarter, none for the Quips.
Winner of this game gets the winner of the Holy Cross-Philadelphia Constitution matchup. Holy Cross District 2 champion. Constitution is the District 12 titleist. Those two play tonight at 7:30 at Beth Liberty. And I'm just scanning through our game and one other starting at 5:30. And it's an early start and a long way to travel for both of these schools to get here to Pine Richland. But the other action in 4A girls, Wyomissing and Blackhawk at a 5:30 tip-off. That's one semi, Universal Auden Reed and Scranton Prep in the other. And 4A girls, Greenwood, Mountain View, Bishop Guilfoyle and Williamsburg in the 1A girls. That Guilfoyle-Williamsburg matchup, a rematch of the District 6 championship game. Speaking of rematches, in 3A boys, District 12 replaying their title game, Devon Prep and Math, Civics and Science squaring off. And the other semifinal in 3A boys, a District 10 title game rematch, Girard and Franklin. And those of you in the Washington area listening in, check this out. Girard is playing at Edinburgh. That ought to flash you back to 1990.
Yeah, you're bringing back some bad memories for some people in Washington.
And Mark Blukas might be a name you'd remember from that night. 32-25, Aliquippa leading Fort Cherry. We're here at Pine Richland and on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Check a couple of other bracket semifinals tonight. 5A girls, WPIL third place finisher McKeesport taking on Cathedral Prep, the District 10 champion. That game, a 6 o'clock tip at Slippery Rock. The winner there gets Becca and Archbishop Wood winner, Bethlehem Catholic, the District 11 champ. Arch Wood out of District 12, also the champion. And then 6A boys, that'll be the final game of the championship festivities on Saturday night at the Giant Center. And it's an all-East affair. District 11 champion Parkland, District 12 third place finisher Archbishop Wood in one semifinal. The other has District 1 fourth place finisher Redding. And District 3, fifth place medalist, Central York. Had an opportunity last night to see something that I could not have dreamed of. I saw a mercy rule game in a state semifinal last night, and that was in the 3A girls matchup. Westmont Hilltop, they played five girls in any meaningful situation. I mean, we were down, we were in a running clock before their sixth player came on the floor, and an incredible showing. The Westmont Hilltop squad going on to the state finals, 46-16 over Mercier's Prep. Westmont Hilltop will get the District 3 champion Lancaster Catholic on Saturday, on Thursday at 12 noon. I'm sorry, Thursday evening, 6 o'clock tip-off. That's game three of the day there on Thursday. Both teams are back on the floor. The Rangers starters, other than Tiroli, are seated. Just making sure they've got their legs under them when action resumes. When it does, it will be Aliquippa basketball, and we'll be back to get the second half started. At the break, it's Aliquippa 32, Fort Cherry 25.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
32-25, Aliquippa with the lead. Fort Cherry scored the game's first 6 points, built a 13-5 lead, led by six at the end of one, stretched that on out to 8 points, up 17-9, 30 seconds into the second quarter. But the Quips scored the next six, and 13 of the next 14 points to go up 22-18. Fort Cherry would get to within two, and then another Aliquippa spurt. He scored eight straight and had a 10-point lead just like that. And now up by seven at the break and the ball in hand. Challenge here, as we saw in the first meeting, Aliquippa able to play a little keep away at times once they got that second half lead. We'll see if the strategy is here tonight. Working the ball in around the perimeter, now going to send Brandon Banks through, and he'll be on the right wing. Looks baseline to Lindsay. Up top, Quentin Good. Banks back to Good. Lindsay open at the baseline. Good dribbles onto the three-point line. Missed the shot, and a rebound cleared very nicely by Shane Cornally. Able to get a hold of it and cover it over. Arrett deals near side to Sweeter. Kitzmiller on the same side with him. Back out to Arrett. Pop a three-pointer. It's good.
With a defender all over him in Quentin Good.
35-28. 45 seconds gone in the third. Aliquippa plus four with the ball. Good and Banks back and forth. Banks steps back. He'll launch a three-pointer to match. Like that was a reluctant decision, but then committed once he lined it up and nailed it. 35-28, Aliquippa plus seven. Cornally may have gotten away with the walk, trying to go up, and he is fouled. We'll shoot a couple.
Aliquippa foul number one, Banks.
Brandon Banks, first foul. First foul of the second half on either team. And Shane Cornally steps to the line to shoot two. Rangers four of six in the first half at the line. Cornally was one of two. First shot good. The margin is six for Aliquippa. Second shot, three times off the rim, but drops home. Cornally has hit three of four free throws, and the lead is five. 35-30. Aliquippa, 6:40 to play in the third. Ball in hand. Banks and Good go back and forth. Now to the baseline. Pass out by Khalil Good. Khalil Good takes it back underneath. Feed it out to Pratt. Pratt got by Arrett. And now a little push pass to the far side. Brandon Banks thought about a shot. Pratt, dribble drive, baseline feed. Khalil, good shot, won't go. Kitzmiller in traffic with the rebound.
Didn't result in a basket, but good patience. Quips passed up a couple of shots that maybe weren't great opportunities, looking for a better one.
Arrett's shot blocked. He's looking for a foul. Khalil Good blocked it. Khalil Good now looking at a three, doesn't take it. Ball around the perimeter. Brandon Banks with a pump fake. Feed up top. Quentin Good's three. Well short. Rebound right into the lap of Khalil Good. Three ball far side is good. Khalil Good has five. 38-27. Quips plus nine. Excuse me, plus 38-30. I'll get that straightened away. No. Check me here. I have 38-27, partner. Is that what you have?
No, 38-30.
Thank you.
Two free throws from Cornally.
Little push shot in the paint. Kitzmiller able to score that. Defense! 38-32. Aliquippa whips around the perimeter quickly. Dribble penetration by Quentin Good to Lindsey. Step through, shot, and a foul. Yeah, get a look at that. The three ball far side by Quentin Good. The other side, a feed inside to Kitzmiller. Kitzmiller called for the foul. When you get the look there, the step through by Lindsey, and the shot didn't hit anything but net. Lindsey with a dozen. Foul shot, good. As he turns and runs out of the circle with the ball still in flight. 41-32. Kitzmiller fumbles the pass, able to get it out to Cornally. Wants to dribble. Tied up. Pass gets through inside. A shot too hard by C. Controlled. Aliquippa with 4.5 to play, up nine. Still on the dribble, it's Brandon Banks. To Lindsey at the high post. Rangers try to hold him up. Cross-court pass gets through. Quentin Good. Good hassled by Arrett. And now Lindsey to come set a screen. Arrett works his way around it. Good saves the ball that was knocked away. Feed into the paint to Lindsey. He's fouled on the way to the paint.
I think it's Cornally got a hand up and maybe inadvertently a hand in the... maybe a forearm in the face.
Foul on Shane Cornally is his third. First foul of the third quarter. Cam Lindsey, who had his back to the bucket, is being given free throws here. Like he was shoving the ball to the near side, but ruled to be in the act of shooting. First one good. Lindsey, I have with. And hits both here. I have Lindsey with 14 points, if my math is correct. 43-32. Shot put up, won't go there for Arrett. We've got 4:02 to play, and the Rangers will go to the line to shoot. This foul on Quentin Good will be his second. Arrett at the line, first shot good. I have Arrett with 16 on the night. 43-33, 4:02 to play, third quarter. Arrett on the money, second free throw. Margin trimmed back to nine. Next whistle will get the media timeout. On the near wing, DeMarcus Walker on the floor for the first time tonight for the Quips. Walker with the ball in hand, get it inside. Tyke Hayes getting around Bouchel, and an offensive foul called, hook and hold on Tyke Hayes. 3:43 to play in the third. Aliquippa 43, Fort Cherry 34. Media timeout when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
It's a great weekend to visit Wheeling. Start with Ogilvy's Friday Night Seafood Buffet from 5 till 9. The Wheeling Nailers are home for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ogilvy's Wilson Lodge hosts the 11th annual Wheeling Polka Festival Friday through Sunday with some of the area's favorite polka bands. Tickets and overnight packages available. And the Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum has fun activities for the kids with the Easter Bunny on Saturday. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Blake Sweeter to inbound, throws it a third of the way up the floor to get it in front court. Cornally back out to Arrett, can't take the shot that he wanted, spins into paint, push shot won't go. Lindsay one hand rips down the rebound. 3:25 to play, third quarter. Aliquippa plus nine, ball down low to Williams, his leaner won't go. Williams rebounds, feed it back across. Shot put up by DeMarcus Walker won't go. Rebound tipped away from Cornally. Cherry picking back is Sieg, and he missed the bunny. Rushed it and didn't have to. Pratt up the other way. Ball is picked away. Arrett takes the feed. He'll let traffic clear. Off the glass won't go. Tip back won't go. Cornally back up. Third chance good. 43-36. Aliquippa plus 7. 2:50 to play third quarter. Walker on the dribble, steps back from the three-point line, takes a feed over the shoulder to the baseline to Williams. Jump pass, near side. Brandon Banks, three-pointer, too strong. Far side, Cornally had it, knocked out of his hands by DeMarcus Walker.
Boy, Banks had all day to line up that three from the near corner here. There was nobody around him.
And again, the Quips pressuring the inbound play, and it'll be Cornally breaking free to take it. Got by Williams. Cornally coast-to-coast score it. Cornally with 11.
Yeah, Coach Lakovich can't like that. You can't allow anybody to go straight down the lane.
43-38. Aliquippa's lead trimmed to 5. Banks. Walker looks inside to Williams at the high post. Williams now to the low block. Up top. Good. Now to the baseline to Lindsay. Wrap it back out. Jump pass gets through. Ball moved around the perimeter. Lindsay to walk down low to Williams for the bucket.
Again, good patience and just Williams coming all alone down the baseline.
Great ball movement. Sweeter three-pointer. Great line. Perfect shot. He's got 7. 45-41. Quips get the ball inside to Williams. To Lindsay, shot won't go, but Bouchel going to pick up his third foul. 1:28 left in regulation. 45. Second foul on, check that, third foul on the Rangers in the period. Cam Lindsay at the foul line to shoot two.
Really nice no-look pass there from Williams to set that up. In the lane. And actually kind of sent it backwards, really, you know, a no-look pass going back behind your back. That was a special play.
Cam Lindsay at the foul line hits one of two, put the Aliquippa lead back to 5, 46-41. And the Rangers throw it away.
Yeah, Cornally throwing it here to the near side. And coming down was Bouchel, and he never looked for it. It was behind him. He just kept running straight ahead, never saw the pass coming.
Ball to Williams. Now up top to Walker. 1:10 to play in the third. 46-41. Aliquippa leading by 5. Lindsay Williams back cut. Banks at the low block. Got cut off late by Bouchel. They move it. Ball inside to Williams. Knocks a defender down. Offensive foul called on Jace Williams. The extension of the elbow into the body of the defender draws the offensive foul.
Again, the Quips end up, you know, turning it over on the offensive foul, but they did something there that I love to see in basketball. They had three or four passes without the ball ever hitting the floor.
Cornally to Arrett, 45 seconds to play in the quarter. Sweeter with a hand right in his face. Ball up top to Cornally. Knocked loose by Williams. Cornally saves it. Cornally's going to the hoop. Nice feed to Bouchel. Roll it up and in. Second bucket for Bouchel in the game. It's 46-43. Aliquippa plus 3. Quips the ball to the high post to Williams. And boy, doing that, this weave has worked for a couple of buckets. Rangers try to stop that. Two bounce pass comes all the way to midcourt to Quinton Good. Williams take it. Leaner in the paint. Good off the window. 6 points for Williams. Arrett up the floor trying to take it all the way, and he kicks it out of bounds. Ball knocked loose with 2.4 seconds remaining.
He was looking for a foul but didn't get the call.
Quips are going to throw the long ball. And the ball gets through to Brandon Banks. Jumper from the corner won't go, and the period comes to an end. Aliquippa 48, Fort Cherry 43 after three. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, after this timeout.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
48-43, Aliquippa after three. The ball belongs to Fort Cherry to start the fourth. Shaved a couple of points off a 7-point halftime deficit. Got as close as three late in the third. Rangers inbound the ball to Cornally in backcourt. Man-to-man Aliquippa defense. Cornally with a spin move. Kick to the far side. Sieg in the corner. Dribble to the high post. Put the ball on the deck. It's knocked loose. Cornally trying to save it. And now a reach-in foul. And are they going to get Cornally? No. They're going to call Brandon Banks for the reach-in foul. His first, team's first of the quarter.
That scramble actually started when Sieg's bounce pass went off the leg of Quinton Good.
Just 15 seconds gone and already people out of their seats. Arrett on the dribble. And off to Cornally, right side. Banks guarding him. Cornally spin-a-rama Sieg, trying to force his way down the lane. Passed it out, and Pratt picked it off. Lay it in.
Both teams cutting down the turnovers in the third. Fort Cherry with only two, and Aliquippa with one. So the last two quarters, Aliquippa just one turnover.
Sweeter picks up the dribble. Lindsay hammers the ball out of his hand. Arrett, give it off to Cornally to the lane. Too strong. Lindsay rebounds. A minute gone in the fourth. Aliquippa plus 7 on the dribble. Quinton Good to the lane. Floater good. One-hander. Quips extend the lead to 9. Arrett high off the glass. Won't go. And a blocking foul going to be called. Arrett did not waste any time. Quinton Good picks up his third foul. Second on Aliquippa in the quarter. Derek Arrett going to the line. Free throw good for Cherry. Now 9 of 11 at the foul line in the game. Arrett with 18 points in the contest.
Third quarter, Aliquippa shot 5 of 12. Rangers 5 of 9. Both teams had 2 3-point baskets in that third quarter.
Arrett hits both foul shots. Timeout for Cherry. 52-45, Aliquippa by 7, 6:41 to play. Timeout on the floor, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for 4 generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Congratulations to the Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm in downtown Pittsburgh representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Our friend Brant Miller, National Chair of the Energy Group, providing counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. 6.5 minutes to play in the fourth. 52-45. Aliquippa with the lead and the basketball. Perimeter pass is now entry. Down low to Lindsay. Kick it back out. Pratt will lob it between the circles to Brandon Banks. Those two go back and forth. Rangers stay packed in 2-3. Pass off the foot of Arrett. And it will go out of bounds because he was stepping. That's going to be ruled a kick. The pass actually hit his foot. He didn't kick it, but his foot was not quite stopped at the time. So a reset for the Quips. 6 minutes to play in the fourth. Arrett coming out a little tighter on Brandon Banks. Ball comes near side. DeMarcus Walker, Sweeter on him. Jump pass to Pratt. To the circle to Lindsay, muscles hard, keeps the ball. Pratt for 3, off the rim, rebound comes up the lane. Arrett back 2-on-1 with Cornally. Arrett shot swatted away, and Arrett gets the blocked ball in his hands, but he has got 1 foot out of bounds.
Well, Lindsay skied to block that shot, and he went over. I'm not sure if it was a Fort Cherry player or one of his teammates, and went hard to the floor. But wow, did he get up there.
Sub checking in, Quinton Good being told in no uncertain terms to get his jersey tucked in his shorts by referee Mark Schmidt. Quips with the ball in the midcourt. To Pratt. Rangers stay in the zone, but now extend that a little bit. Pass comes near side to Walker. Sweeter out on him. Walker to the high post. Back it out. Jump pass to the baseline. Pratt catch. Can't get the shot to go. Follow won't go. And Bouchel rebounds, and he's knocked down. Foul called. Third on the Quips in the half. Foul on Cam Lindsay, his second. And once again, the Rangers will inbound to someone other than Derek Arrett. Arrett now works his way back to take the pass from Sweeter. Lob ahead to Bouchel. Catch it. Nice save in the corner. Bouchel dribbles out to a double team. Pass was tipped. Sweeter ends up with it. Cornelli takes it to the hoop. Cornelli scores.
Nice soft touch by Cornelli, getting just enough spin on that ball so that it caught the front of the rim and fell back in.
52-47. Aliquippa by five. Free throw jumper. Khalil Good won't go. Gets his own rebound. Rangers did not box out at the line. To the baseline to Cam Lindsay. Cross court. Dribble drive. Pratt's leaner hits the side of the backboard. Rebound grabbed by Lindsay. Quips will reset. Walker for three. Deep right. No good. Rebound at the free throw line for Sweeter. 5-point Aliquippa lead. Fort Cherry with the ball. Arrett backs his way down, stripped on the way up, and it's going to be Fort Cherry ball at the baseline.
Rangers hanging around, down five with 4:08 to go here in the fourth.
Lob inbound. Arrett got away with a push-off. Jumper for Arrett won't go. Rebound Lindsay. Cathedral Prep 16, McKeesport 6. That's at the half. 5A girls, Aliquippa 52-47, 3:45 to play here in our fourth quarter. Next whistle will bring our media timeout. With the Quips on the ball at the perimeter. Walker behind the back. Send it back out to Quinton Good. Ball gets through to Pratt. Weaves through traffic. One more time. Back out to Good. Double team. Arrett behind. Sweeter in front. Now give it off to Walker. Walker to Pratt. Looks baseline. Lindsay too well covered. Quips are very good at this. Ball knocked away by Arrett, but went right back to DeMarcus Walker. Rangers trying to trap Quinton Good, and now a foul called that will bring us to the media timeout. 3:05 to play in the fourth. Aliquippa 52, Fort Cherry 47. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
After the media timeout, we're down to 3 minutes remaining in the game. Aliquippa 52, Fort Cherry 47. Derek Arrett standing right on top of Quinton Good. Got the count up to four, then Good on the dribble. Arrett trying to close in close enough to resume the count. Good got by Arrett. Arrett recovers, but Good gets a new count. Back out to the midcourt area. Rangers match up man-to-man all over the floor. Near side, ball comes to DeMarcus Walker. And now up top to Khalil Good. Pratt comes and takes it. Sweeter's got him. And now a weave work. Aliquippa, outstanding ball handlers. Cornally trying to recover, basket and a foul. Quinton Good got by Cornally, and he took it in and scored. Count the bucket, and the foul on Corey Bouchel will be his fourth. 2:22 to play. What we have seen for the last minute and 20 seconds from Aliquippa is what they are able to do.
And that's exactly what you want to do in this situation. Take time off the clock and get a bucket, and now an opportunity with a free throw to make it a three-point play.
That bucket for Good, first points for Aliquippa in math here real quick. 4.5 minutes since the 6:50 mark. Foul shot by Good is good. Sweeter, a little trouble, wants to get a handoff to Arrett. Arrett spins into the paint, spins back the other way, lost the handle, and Good comes out with it. Lob ahead to Khalil Good for the lay-in.
Quinton Good with a quick hands and the steal to set that all up.
Rangers in trouble now. Under 2 minutes to go, down 10. Sweeter to Arrett, pass was tipped. And they're going to call the tip. Poor cherry ball. Referee Don Johnson asked Mark Schmidt for help, and Schmidt said ball was tipped. The call was in Johnson's area. He didn't see whether it was tipped or not. Schmidt saw it going through and called it. Aliquippa fans in the front row choosing to stand and get on the floor. Three ball near side. Won't go for Sweeter. Sieg with the long rebound. Arrett, kick it across. Cornally, high arcing three, good. Poor cherry timeout. Cornally now with 16 points. 57-50. Aliquippa leads with 1:34 to play. Timeout when we come back from the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
It's a great weekend to visit Wheeling. Start with Ogilvy's Friday Night Seafood Buffet from 5 till 9. The Wheeling Nailers are home for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ogilvy's Wilson Lodge hosts the 11th annual Wheeling Polka Festival Friday through Sunday with some of the area's favorite polka bands. Tickets and overnight packages available. And the Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum has fun activities for the kids with the Easter Bunny on Saturday. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
After the made three for Shane Cornally, it will be Aliquippa ball. They can run the baseline. Quips lead 57-50 with 94 seconds remaining.
And that was a little three-minute-plus drought for the Rangers. But they were still within striking distance, but now down seven with a minute and a half to go.
Quips get the ball inbounds, and Good took it into the paint. Now we'll circle it back out. And going to be a foul, I think, on Cornally. That'll be just the third foul on Fort Cherry in the quarter for Cornally. It's his fourth. Clock down to 1:26 to play. And this is, boy, that five-point spurt for Aliquippa. Boy, what a difference that made after not scoring for 4.5. Going to get another foul. Fort Cherry will stomp the clock. Derek Arrett picks up his second, team's fourth. Clock down to 1:21 remaining.
He might have picked up one a couple of seconds prior to that that wasn't called.
Inbound, Schmidt gives the ball to Pratt. Pratt gets it in to Quinton Good. Reach around by Arrett to try to swat the ball loose. Ball comes now to Pratt, and Sieg with the hands on to get the foul called. Three on Matt Sieg. Five on Fort Cherry. And foul shots coming now for Josh Pratt. He's hit 2 of 3 in the game. Aliquippa, I have 13 of 16 at the free throw line tonight. First one good. Josh Pratt, who had 16 in the first meeting, has a dozen tonight. Been completely and constantly shadowed by Blake Sweeter. Pratt misses the second, but Lindsay rebounds. Bouchel going to get called for a foul. Well, I will say this. That is definitely not a girls' basketball held ball whistle, because we never got the held ball. And now Corey Bouchel, one of the seniors on this Fort Cherry team, has fouled out of the game. Cam Lindsay's rebound of the free throw miss by Josh Pratt may be enough for the Quips now, with 69 seconds to play. If they hit one of two the rest of the way, officials having a conversation. Should be Cam Lindsay at the line to shoot two. And he is there. Now everybody ready to go. Lindsay's been at the line a lot tonight. Shooter's touch on this. Hits the first. That is 7 of 8 for Lindsay at the foul line. And now 8 of 9. Senior for the Quips. Extends the margin to 60 to 50. Sweeter put it on the deck, trying to dribble out of traffic. Handoff in trouble to Cornally. Keeps it alive. Cornally's 10-footer well short. Putback won't go for Kitzmiller, but he's going to go to the line and shoot. Maybe Lindsay picking up his third foul. It will be. Four fouls on the Quips. One thing Nick Lakovich did not want was the clock stopped. Jack Kitzmiller at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is good. Kitzmiller with five, Kitzmiller with six, and a timeout on the floor. 54.9 seconds to play. Aliquippa 60, Fort Cherry 52. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Well, the Rangers will look to extend the game if they can, 60 to 52. Aliquippa has just been money at the foul line. 16 of 20 tonight. That's 80%. You'll take that all year long. Quentin Good gets in front court, then he's fouled by Sweeter. Three fouls on Sweeter. Quentin Good to the foul line. They have Good 2 of 3 tonight at the stripe. And a clock stop with 51.2 seconds to play. Good misses the free throw. 8-point Aliquippa lead. Now going to send Sweeter back and get Sieg in on the line. Kitzmiller and Sieg boxing Cam Lindsay at the moment. Good second effort is good, 1 of 2. And to be honest, 1 of 2 will be enough the rest of the way if Aliquippa can make that happen. Air it across the timeline. Spins into the paint. Leaner won't go, and he's going to go shoot a couple. A blocking foul on Quentin Good. That's his fourth, team's fifth. Errett to shoot two.
And again, the clock stops, so the Rangers with an opportunity to get within seven in just under 43 seconds.
Errett, prior to the miss on the front end, well, I had 5 of 6 on the evening. Back to the stripe, second effort in flight is perfect.
22, Errett.
Errett now at 20 points, and a foul right away as Blake Sweeter guilty of the foul. Sweeter's fourth, and Quentin Good to go to the line to shoot two. So it'll be foul shots 8 and 9 for Aliquippa in this quarter. Good to get the double digits. First shot is on the money. 62-53. The clock, by the way, did not run after the air at free throw. Second shot doesn't go. Rebound comes clear up the lane, and Sieg has it. Long pass. Near side, ball thrown away and not touched by Josh Pratt. It's going to be Aliquippa basketball.
Well, Eric got double teamed. Banks and Quinton Good, and he spun out of the double team and threw it to the near side, hoping that one of his teammates would be there, but ended up going out of bounds.
And Blake Sweeter is just fouled out of the game. Inbound pass goes to Quinton Good. Board says four on Sweeter. I have five, but we'll leave it at the official count. Quinton Good at the line to shoot two more. First one good. Quips are 31 seconds away from going back to the state championship game. And Good hits a second free throw on this trip as well. Gives him a dozen points. Ball knocked loose and eventually ruled to be knocked out of bounds by the Quips. Push-ups in the corner for Khalil Good. Looks like Sweeter going to key the ball inbounds. Arrett takes the inbound feed, pops a three-pointer. Too strong, rebound knocked at a baseline. Going to be ruled last touched underneath by Lindsay. And apparently one of the fouls that I charged to Sweeter was officially charged to Arrett. Sweeter passes it inbounds off the body of Khalil Good. Gets it, goes up, take a shot, and Cam Lindsay blocks that out. 64-53, Aliquippa with the lead. Just 16 and a half seconds to play. Sweeter takes a ball right back from Kitzmiller. Baseline jumper won't go. Kitzmiller one-hand tip-up won't go. Lindsay's going to rebound and is going to be ruled to be fouled trying to come out of it. And that's going to do it. Ah, they're going to foul it on Cornally. And that's going to be five on Shane Cornally. Big night tonight. Shane Cornally, the junior, 16 points. 6.4 seconds to go before the substitution. Rangers have the opportunity to talk things over. Eugene Briggs makes Frank Torbert come over and chat with him. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout as well. 64-53, Aliquippa with about 6 seconds to play. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Cam Lindsay at the foul line does something he hasn't done much of tonight. Missed the free throw. 6.4 seconds to play. Lindsay, 8 of 10 at the foul line tonight. Chance number 11 in flight and right on the money, giving him 19 points. The Rangers will get the ball inbounds and walk it up the floor. It's Hershey's Kisses.
Heading to Hershey.
all over the floor. I'm sure the Pine Richland staff is not happy about that, but sometimes that's what happens on semifinal sites. But Aliquippa to the state championship game for the third time. We'll get you a recap. Aliquippa 65, Fort Cherry 53, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 458-729.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Celebratory atmosphere for the Aliquippa Fighting Quips. They're going back to the state championship game for the third straight year. The opponent's going to be either District 2 champion Holy Cross, District 12 champion Philadelphia Constitution. So it'll be a matchup of the last district champions to not lose in the state tournament. 65-53. Aliquippa 17-10 advantage in that fourth quarter. Hit foul shots when they needed to, including 9 of 13 in the fourth. But solid all night long, 21 of 28.
Yeah, Rangers down 5 going to the fourth. And even with 4:40 to go, it was 52-47. So still down 5 at that point. The Rangers, by my count, went 306, a drought of 306 before they scored. And that allowed the Quips to stretch the lead out, and from that point on, it was just making free throws, and probably did a little better than 1 of 2, but that, you know, not much better, but that's all they needed.
Yeah, the it was a 5-point game when we went to the media timeout. They're at 3:05 remaining, and I tell you what, you're a class guy. I just got to say it. Appreciate you coming up. I know you come up when you win, you come up when you lose. Kids were not intimidated in any fashion. No thoughts back to what happened 3 weeks ago, and just got after it tonight. And with 3:05 to play in the game, you're within 5.
Yeah. Well, the second period when they really start jumping and doubling, getting pretty physical with the guards, that's where sort of things start. We had total control through the first quarter and into the second, but once they start just getting a little more physical, that took away some of our offense.
Yeah, 6-point run, 7-point run, and then an 8-point run, all in that second quarter.
Yeah.
Really the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, it was.
18-16, your advantage in the third, 17-10, them in the fourth. I mean, after you were up 15-9 after one, but yeah. That second period, those three runs really, really costly. Talk about the fight in your guys. I mean, you know, it just, we're not going to quit.
Well, I know most people here probably think, I mean, honest to God, Bob, that we were going to win tonight. I mean, they truly, there wasn't any thoughts of playing well, keeping it close. Their thoughts was winning a ball game, and that's why we played so well.
Derek Garrett, a senior, 20 points tonight. Talk about what he means to Fort Cherry basketball, not just this year.
Yeah. Well, since my return in these 4 years, just was fortunate to have him all 4 years and just watch him grow up and become the player he is. And it's no coincidence all 4 years we're in the playoffs you know, averaging 20 wins a season. That's what happens when you have a point guard that takes care of business.
You come back from the disappointment in a couple of days. You guys all get together. What's your 30,000-foot view of your 2024 basketball season?
Hard to think about that right now. I mean, we had our plans ready for Friday, you know, so we got to think about this a little bit.
A couple of seniors, you obviously important guys, but you'll be ready to jump back in it next fall?
We hope so.
You got a lot of talent coming back.
Yeah.
I know one thing you talked about, turnovers, and not so much that after the first quarter you kind of tamped that down a little bit, but just on the other side, the last three quarters, I had Aliquippa with just one turnover. So that's what happens. You know, it's not only you not doing it, but you know, it's hard to beat somebody when they only turn it over one time over the last three quarters.
Of course, we're forced to pack in that zone. We can't go out there and attack like we normally do, because the way number 23 just roam and do whatever he wants in there, you know, you have to try to collapse on him a little bit.
He's quite an athlete.
Yeah.
Going to play ball at the next level. There's no question. Yeah. Cam Lindsay, outstanding, and he had 19 points on the night. But wreaked havoc. I mean, the block here late.
Without him in the ball game, we win.
Yeah,
he's just the thing we couldn't deal with.
Eugene, you've been class with us for years and years, and we certainly appreciate your coming over and talking tonight and talking after wins, talking after losses. Appreciate the friendship as well.
All right, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Mark.
Eugene. Fort Cherry head coach Eugene Briggs, and he didn't blame you once. He didn't blame that on you at all.
He told me before the game started, if they lose, it's my fault.
All right. We're going to get another break in here, and we'll save that other. We'll save our last piece of business for just a moment. Let's get another timeout, and then we'll get where we need to go after that. At the final score, Aliquippa 65, Fort Cherry 53.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
And a tip of the cap out to our friends at Gordon and Rees. Brent Miller, longtime friend of the program. Gordon and Rees represents energy companies with title, due diligence, and litigation services, counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brent Miller at Gordon and Rees, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Congratulations on an outstanding season for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Time now to take a look at our Player of the Game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, we talked about him with Coach Briggs. Cam Lindsay had 19 points, leading scorer for the Quips tonight, and a significant disruptor on defense, shot blocking, clogging up the lane, and someone that the Rangers had to pay attention to all night long. If he got to roam free, it was going to be havoc for Fort Cherry, and
You know, you can't get more of a player of the game designation, Mark, than what Eugene Briggs said. If he's not in the game, we win.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, you know, because I thought the turnover numbers were significant, in particular the fact that Aliquippa had six in the game and five of those came in the first quarter. That's where you get kind of that next level look as to why they only had, or one of the big reasons why they only had one turnover the last three quarters was because the Rangers were so concerned about Lindsay underneath that they kind of packed the defense in and didn't really maybe attack and try to force turnovers as they normally would.
Big part of the Aliquippa football state championship team and a big part of the Quips playing for the state championship third straight appearance in the state finals coming up. Kim Lindsay with 19, our player of the game. Other scoring for the Quips, Josh Pratt and Quentin Good, 12 each. Brandon Banks had 9, Khalil Good, 7. Chase Williams with 6. Aliquippa, 21 of 28 at the free throw line tonight. For Fort Cherry, Derek Arrett's career ends with a 20-point night, the senior leading scorer in the ballgame. Shane Cornelli had 16. I have Blake Sweeter with 7. Jack Kitzmiller with 6, and Corey Bouchel with 4 points tonight. Rangers 13 of 16 at the line. Fort Cherry a 15-9 advantage in the first. Aliquippa 23-10 in the second. The Quips led 32-25 at intermission. Aliquippa took the lead. The only lead change in the ballgame came at the 5:27 mark of the second quarter, and Fort Cherry never able to pull even again. Quips, Fort Cherry 18-16 advantage in the third, but Aliquippa 17-10 in the fourth to win it 65-53. Fort Cherry season ends at 23-7. Aliquippa moves on to the state finals, taking a record of 24-5 to the Giant Center. Tonight's game here on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the law firm of Gordon and Rees. Continued congratulations to the Rangers from Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. Coverage brought to you in part by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By visitwheelingwv.com, Wheeling is waiting for you. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our local winter sports coverage comes to a close. We've had a whole bunch of basketball and Mark Uriah's final season covering high school wrestling all in the books with this final score here tonight. Our coverage of March Madness is in full swing on WJPA AM. First four tip-off tonight in Dayton. Two more first four games tomorrow. And then it's wall-to-wall ball all weekend long, starting with the tournament today each morning at 11 a.m. By the time Sunday night ends, the men's field of 68 will be down to the Sweet 16. We'll have coverage of March Madness on WJPA AM right through the men's and women's national championship games in early April. Our thanks to coaches Eugene Briggs and Nick Lakovich, and to Joe Garanda and Steve Karpinski and the entire crew here at Pine Richland. For our Washington studio producer Bill Chapo, floor director Jason Tennant, camera crew Brett Gambita and Brandon Bennett, and my partner Mark Uriah, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. And now it's off to Hershey for the Aliquippa Quips. In the PIAA Boys 2A semifinals, our final score, Aliquippa 65, Fort Cherry 53. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.